we're launching into the third hour of the program. It is Ladies Night here on Free Talk Live with you. It's Ian.
Allie.
Julia.
We've been talking about sexuality, specifically female sexuality, and various different aspects surrounding that throughout the show this evening. If you've missed that discussion, I think it's worth a download later on. I mean, this is, I think, one of the more useful shows. I think we talk about a variety of topics on Free Talk Live. This one is a real shocker, I think, for a lot of people, because the information is so contrary to the science, apparently, is so contrary to years past what people have believed in this culture about female sexuality. I mean, it's a common belief.
Do you think
people
maybe aren't interested in sexual and female sexuality?
I think people are very interested in sex. I just think that there have been these myths created surrounding female sexuality that have been so pervasive.
I think that the biggest problem, when talking about sexuality in general, but particularly female sexuality, I think that the biggest problem is that people are very uncomfortable talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have cases.
We probably made some people uncomfortable tonight listening.
I'm sure
to
I have. But so I think you have cases where women are afraid to talk about what they want and to tell their partners what they want because it's just a conversation that makes people very uncomfortable. So I think that talking about this is really good, right? So please, like, talk about sexuality more, you know, with whoever you are having sex with. It's important.
Yep, that's what we're doing here tonight. And we're going to go to the phones at 855-453. You can also reach us via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll start with Joe, listening in Ohio to WAIS. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hot topic tonight. Everybody thinks about it.
Yep.
But like you said, people don't really communicate about it enough.
Sure.
So I laud your efforts at, you know, discussion, and in the interest of full disclosure, though, a question. Are any of you in a romantic and or sexual relationship, either with each other or do you have partners or whatever?
Yes.
Just curious.
Julia and I used to be in a relationship. We are not currently.
Well,
this time.
We are in a relationship. You're on a radio show together.
A sexual relationship, let's say that.
Well, that's what
not
say.
Currently at this time. But both of the
I
ladies.
I have a boyfriend. We're waiting till marriage. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I have a boyfriend too.
Yeah, so both of the ladies are currently boyfriended and presumably sexually active.
Cool. I don't know if it's come up. I've heard part of your show tonight, and our local mom and pop goes off the air at dusk, which it about is right now.
Yep.
What's an easy link to listen to you on the internet?
Oh, well, that would be.
I looked that up, and she's like,
sure. Freetalklive.com. You can just go to, or you can go to listen.freetalklive.com, and it'll take you right to our listen page. But yeah, freetalklive.com. You can listen live to us there. You can also grab archives. And as I understand it, WAIS, the station that you're tuned to there, is available on the local cable system as well. So,
yeah, only like really in one little part of the county.
I see. Okay.
No, they're really cool folks, and they're putting out a lot of good information on a lot of levels.
Great.
I wanted to proffer a few comments and or opinions.
Please, yeah.
For your listeners and y'all, but wait to have babies. I mean, some of you sound kind of young. I thought I waited till I was 26. That was my first marriage. I'm on my second marriage. I have four beautiful, wonderful, intelligent kids, and I'm blessed.
Was 26 too early for you, you felt?
I think so. I thought I waited. My parents, back in the day, you know, back in the 60s, people got married when they were like 18, 19, 20. But, I was
but like Julie was saying,
waited.
How, like, we're sort of designed biologically to have to have babies when we're younger.
Yes.
And, I mean, obviously, if I want to have a kid, I'm not saying I want to have a kid now, but if I wanted to have a kid, I would want it to be as healthy as possible, but I'm already past that age when it would be the healthiest to.
Right. But I think.
Right. But again, you're listening to too much mainstream media.
No, that's not even where I'm getting that. I'm getting that from just like, you know, when.
Mid 30s, especially if you're healthy, and even if you're not, I've met a
right.
lot of really cool kids that were. That came from ladies and their.
Well, I think biologically, the female reproductive system is at its healthiest in young 20s, late teens for sure. But, I mean, we have definitely extended life, right, to the point where we're living much longer, so it's not as important to have kids. And we've also slowed down the maturing process.
Like, it seems like if you, the difference between having a kid, say, when I was 16 and the likelihood of any birth defects or anything like that happening would be so much less than if I waited till I was 30 or over 30 to have kids.
Well, things are not always as they seem, and there's a difference between physical maturity and emotional maturity.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I don't know if anybody's brought that up yet or not, because, like I said, I have four kids with two different moms, and having kids changes you.
We did talk about this earlier, actually,
okay.
So continue.
So it's a long, strange trip, but I think it's worth the ride. My parents used to say, you know, if all the smart people think the world's overpopulated and don't have any babies, then only the dumb people will breed. So maybe it's smart people's responsibility to consciously choose their mates.
Right, and yeah, as an intelligent person, choosing your mate, as you say, and then choosing the time at which to reproduce is obviously the best way to do it. So you're prepared mentally, you're prepared financially to go into something like that. So I totally agree with that suggestion.
I would encourage everyone to take their time and enjoy the process, because it's a real complex issue you're discussing, but I think it's healthy for people to talk about it.
Thanks, Joe, for your call. Any other thoughts you want to share?
I want to ask him a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Joe, right?
Yeah, Joe.
Do you talk to your kids about sex, or I don't know how old they are, or when you think that's appropriate?
Absolutely.
When do you start
that
conversation?
Two, one's out of college, one's finishing college. She speaks real good Chinese, by the way. And but then I have my second batch is 12 and 13, and I'd be a fool not to talk to them about it.
I'm very happy to hear that.
Well, Allie asked, when did you start into that?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, early on. I mean, we did home births. And
oh, wow. Okay.
So I had the blessing to birth all my kids, although with the very first one, who's out of college and in his mid-20s, we did have a midwife for that one, and I'm glad for that, because I thought I could handle it, but it's not as easy as you'd think. But the other ones, I helped, you know, I delivered. I do have some medical background, but the point is, by telling their birth stories and where the babies come from, I mean, you start when they're really young. It's a natural thing.
You know, my dad, I remember, and I don't mind whatever saying negative things about his parenting, but I just remember asking him what the F word, I tried to pronounce it, but I think I mispronounced it when I was younger, what it meant, and he was like, it has to do with sex. And I just remember, like, I remember him saying that several times when I had questions, it had to do with sex, which means we are not talking about it right now.
Now, weren't you in a religious family?
No.
Or... No, you didn't go to church or something?
I went to church on my own volition. I wanted to be into Jesus.
Wow, so being in a not religious family brought you to
the
church.
Yeah, I was rebelling towards the church.
Joe, what other observations did you want to share or thoughts?
Oh, we are blessed. Let's count our blessings and keep communicating, because we're all in this together.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You too. Appreciate the call at 855-453. Howie's in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Howie.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, you're on the air.
I live in Philly, anyway. I don't know where you stay in Delaware, but
I don't know either. I apologize.
Great radio, you guys. I really appreciate you ladies talking about it and opening up and you bringing up the subject, Ian, because I heard like all the conversations you're bringing up about this topic of sex and relationships, and Allie was telling a story. And she wasn't relating it to herself, but how somebody might have a fantasy about something. That's the thing about the human mind is people think things that they will never do in real life. It's just a part of, it's something about being a human. But when you were talking about the sexual fantasies, like if a woman might have some kind of fantasy with being raped, there's nothing to be ashamed about that. It's not saying there's anything wrong with you. It's just it's just something in your mind that excites a person for some reason, and there's no reason to be ashamed of that. And that if somebody finds like a nice partner that they can be with and trust, like people who love each other, they experience things like where they can do things where they can tell somebody like, it turns me on if you treat me like you're abusing me, but don't abuse me.
And, right.
Stand by, Howie. We can bring you back here in a moment if you've got more. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Female sexuality or sexuality in general, you can also bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, score doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You need not necessarily talk about the subject we've been discussing throughout the night tonight, female sexuality. There's a great article over at alternate.org. I have posted it to the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus. And should you like to follow us on any of those devices, those social networking services, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. We've got links to all of them there, plus our email list, which these are the ways for you to best keep in touch with the show. The email list will give you just the kind of the most critical updates about Free Talk Live. And then Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus will give you more updates, maybe during the show, questions, show prep, things like that, that we'll post there. So you can go to news.freetalklive.com. That, again, is news.freetalklive.com. The School Sucks Project is a podcast, is a call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com and you can browse through their 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast, which examines a special series they did, examines destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrots and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and more. Go to schoolsucksproject.com. As we go back to your phone calls here, Howie is back listening in Philly. Howie, go ahead. I didn't feel like you were done with your thoughts, so go on with what you had.
No, it's just I admire. I mean, I appreciate this topic, and I'm really surprised I got on because I'm sure there's many others who will have comments. But, you know, it's brave that you know, I appreciate Allie and Julia were just, like, open enough to talk about their feelings and share. And, you know, that's the thing. Too many, you know, I am a culprit of this. I beat myself up for any mistake I make, or I worry about what people think. I mean, and you know what I'm getting from this whole, like, listening to you guys talk? Who cares what anybody thinks about what you do? It's a person's personal choice. If they have any proclivity to anything that makes them happy, who am I to judge them? And who am I to feel embarrassed by what somebody thinks about me? You know?
Well, it's nice to be on a show like Free Talk Live with Ian, who is interested in these kind of things. Because, I mean, most of my life, I have been, like, very open about being like, this sex thing, as a woman, seems great. I don't know what other women's deal is. They act like they don't like it. And I've talked about it, but a lot of people just aren't interested. They just don't want to hear a girl talk about, or men, they don't want to hear a girl talk about how much she enjoys sex. Some guys like that. I just say that that's not like, men don't seem to like that. There are definitely guys who...
I admit, I am pandering a little bit.
Jealousy is hard, because I admire Ian, because Ian and Julia had a relationship, and I was saying on chat, I really admire how mature they are, because I really had a problem, like, with my old relationships. When I would, even when they ended amicably, hard for me to see them be with a man, you know? Like, I got jealous, so... I really find, like, a good amount of respect for Ian.
Well, gosh, Howie, I appreciate that. Thank you for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. I think it's pretty common for that jealousy factor to kick in. And I don't know if that's something that is cultural or something that is, you know, just a natural thing for people,
I don't know,
jealousy.
I've avoided breaking up with boyfriends in the past just because the idea, you know, knowing that once you break up with someone, you have to be ready for when they get another person that they're with.
Does that bother you?
And that bothered me, so I would, like, put it off.
So it's not a guy thing, then? You know,
no.
It's just
that's a people thing, absolutely.
I think that's everyone. Because I would tell him that, I'd be like, I don't really want to be with you anymore, but the idea of you being with another woman really, really bothers me. Like, I can't handle that. And he would say, yeah, similar feeling for me, whatever. Understood the relationship wasn't working, but couldn't see you somewhere else.
Being desired that we were talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that it's an easy thing to do. It does seem to be going against the nature of things, or maybe just the societal standards. Again, I'm not sure if it's nature or if it's the society that we're in. I would lean towards society, you know, this idea of jealousy. But for me, you know, if I love somebody, the way I see it is that I want to support that person in whatever they think is, you know, the best choice for them. I mean, even if I believe that it was me, they don't think that, and they should pursue what they think is the right choice. And if that's what makes them happy, then I'm happy for them, and I think that's great.
I guess it's hard to know. I don't know if anyone will ever be able to know if it's societal or if it's nature, which makes us jealous.
Well,
because
you could look at other societies.
If I was without a society, if it was just me on Earth, there's no one to be jealous
of. No. You can know that by looking at other societies. I'm just not well-versed enough to say, well, you know, in the jungles of Africa, there's this kind of behavior. Mm-hmm. So, like, different societies may actually approach that in a different way.
Well, so if we see that in the majority of societies, people tend to adopt a preference for monogamy over polygamy, are you saying that that is natural? That makes monogamy natural to humans?
I don't know. I think that everything people do is kind of natural. I mean, I'm not sure how to really define that.
Right.
But
society is part of what drives us to do things in a large way. So it's hard to know of most things, you know, besides obvious things like eating and using the bathroom. That's nature. But society still influences those things, too.
For sure. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. So we've been sharing something from alternate.org here, which gets into a lot of detail about female sexuality. And they were talking about this desire of being desired, this want to be wanted. And the question asked here in the article at Alternate is this narcissistic desire innate or is it a cultural byproduct? And the answer from the author of the book in question, which is What Do Women Want? Adventures in the Science of Female Desire, is as follows. I think that was one of the things I wrestled with most in the book, and I can still visibly remember wrestling with it as I was turning in final chapters. I kept thinking back to Deirdre, the monkey, the one that was basically chasing after the male monkeys, and thinking, okay, that is not a sexuality that seems to depend on being desired. She has a desire. She is going out and getting what she desires. I can't describe to you how clear that drama was as we watched it. If you're talking about innate patterns of sexuality, how do you get from that to us? And one of the answers is that the force of culture has, to some degree, inverted things. And, you know, maybe that's the only wise answer if you want to talk about innate factors. Culturally, I think that there are all kinds of ways to look at it. We very strongly eroticize women's bodies, and of course women are going to feel that as well as men. And then all of the other forces that have not only allowed but encouraged men to be the aggressors in all kinds of ways and constructed femininity around the very opposite kind of characteristics are going to play into this. And then there's Freud, and no one likes to talk about Freud. He's problematic, but he's also awfully wise in some ways. He and his protege Melanie Klein, who eventually sort of split off from Freud in some ways, wrote about the intensity of an incest relationship with the mother's breasts and how much power that breast has, how much erotic power that begins to set up in our psyches. We don't want to think about the culture. We're very squeamish thinking about childhood sexuality. But of course, to talk about the psychological loops and things, I think we can better think about that. And so both Freud and even more so Melanie Klein emphasize the influence of the breast on the way our sexuality forms. And so it makes sense to me that not only men but women would still be feeling that erotic influence as adults, both directly as an attraction to other female bodies, but also in wanting to have that power that the mother's breasts once had. So being desired with that intensity puts women back in that sort of omnipotent place that their mothers once had for them as infants.
Wow.
We continue with more here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up about the cultural cage distorting women's libido. Coming up.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE, though the general topic for the show this evening has focused around female sexuality and the pervasive myths, and they do seem to be myths according to some of the science that's coming out, and some of it has been out, as I understand it, but the story is coming out of alternate.org. The book that they're interviewing the author of, Daniel Bergner's book, is What Do Women Want? Adventures in the Science of Female Desire. The lady who writes the article here is Tracy Clark Flory, and she just is raving about this guy's book and about how it's just really myth-busting a lot of this misinformation out there about female sexuality. Of course, you know, common pervasive idea is that women are not the initiators of sex, that that women are not as interested in sex, that women are not as, you know, that they're not as built to have multiple partners. I mean, there's all of these things have been completely counteracted tonight by some of this information that we've been sharing. It's pretty fascinating. And by the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
Julia.
Let's go right back into your calls here in moments. But first, want to remind you about our bulletin board system. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there and discuss whatever you darn well feel like. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you're thinking about losing weight, and I mean a decent amount of weight, like up to 30 pounds, then you need to stop thinking and pick up the phone and try out Axia 30. Mark has been raving about this. He has actually lost several pounds over several weeks. And Axia 30 is different from a lot of other weight loss options out there because it contains an ingredient shown in clinical studies to cause an average weight loss of 30 pounds in only 12 weeks. That's 30 pounds. Now, Axi is packed also with antioxidants that provide countless health and anti-aging benefits. Plus, they've got a full three-month money-back guarantee. So if it doesn't work out for you, get your money back. You can call them at 800-543-6613. That's 800-543-6613. It's a Chamonix product, which means they're not going to close up shop and disappear next month. You can go and get more information and call them up at 800-543-6613 for Axia 30. And if you call now, you get a free month, absolutely free, with your order. 800-543-6613. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Ty is in Tennessee on the amp lines. Ty, you're on with Ian, Allie, and Julia.
Hey, good evening. So, of course, a very interesting subject. Everybody likes to talk about sex, right?
Indeed. Although there are some people who would like to pretend that they don't, you know, that they don't like to talk about sex.
That's true.
Well, there is a huge Puritan streak in American culture anyway, and I think that causes a lot of problems. But what I wanted to really add into the conversation is it's very difficult, if not impossible, to separate the nature of sex from society or culture, because any sex other than masturbation is inherently social. It takes more than one person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's masturbation.
Yep.
So how would you actually realistically divide or separate nature from nurture in that aspect?
Oh, you can't.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I think you could try to look at how culture affects it, because the only way you can really do that is by studying how different cultures deal with sex.
Right, and you could also try to influence the culture in a more positive manner, so to, you know, influence that culture to be more open to talking about sexuality rather than having conversations shut out and shut down, and then maybe those changes would lead towards more cultural acceptance of these sorts of things.
Yeah, there's that Puritan streak in the American culture really causes a lot of problems.
It runs deep.
Yeah,
that's that Puritan streak runs deep.
Maybe
in
that's
people.
In people's veins. Maybe that's not social. Maybe that's part
no,
of.
No, it's a long. It's been around so long. That's why it's so prevalent. I mean, even amongst people who believe they're sexually liberated, there are still, you know, in a lot of them, some level of uncertainty or doubting, self-doubting. And I think people struggle for a long time, especially the more indoctrinated they've been, maybe by religion and that sort of thing as they get older.
Yeah, something that helps me sort of deal with these puritanical types when it comes to sex and trying to shut women up who are talking about sex is when I start to realize that these people who want to, you know, keep sex in a box and they don't want anyone to try to come out of the box, they feel themselves like whatever it is, for one thing, they have sexual desire themselves, obviously, but whatever it is that they feel sexually, they feel like it's bad and that they don't want to see other people having these bad sexual thoughts, because to them their sexual fantasies are probably like what we're talking about, something that they see is like, you know, if someone has a fantasy about rape or something, then they think of sex as like just this evil thing. And to try to go on with your life thinking of sex in that way and repressing yourself and pretending like you don't have sexual desire and you don't look at sexual pictures or anything like that, then, you know, that's a sad life to live. And yes. You just can't let that rub off on you. You can't just, you know, you can't take people at their word. What they're telling you when they're trying to make you shut up is probably that they are uncomfortable with themselves.
Mm, yep.
There's a real good book out. I'm sure most people have probably heard of it that listen to the show by Thaddeus Russell called The Renegade History of the United States.
Yeah, we had him on, actually, at the Liberty Forum.
Yeah, he's great. And, you know, his point is that there was this great big, has always been this great big dichotomy in U.S. culture between the Puritans and the Renegades, and actually all the liberty has really come from the renegade side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, tying this back to like yesterday and Independence Day, all the social civil liberties that we have, if you really want the right person, you don't want to thank the powdered wig founding fathers. You want to thank the gay people, the prostitutes, the women who just wanted to have fun that were entering the workforce. That book is a real good read and a real good eye-opener into where a lot of our civil liberties really came from in the U.S.
Ty, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, those folks did push the envelope in a very good way, and we've all benefited from the extra freedoms. And thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Alex is in Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Julia.
Hi, all.
Hey.
I guess I just want to talk about the kind of, the flip side of this. As,
okay, sure.
If the way that men are, kind of pushed to be, kind of hyper-aggressive in this sort of way, in a lot of ways, and I just find, a lot of people I know, they feel like they can't live up to that. A lot of guys, and I feel like that.
Now, when you say you're pushed to be hyper-aggressive, can you tell me more about what you mean by that?
Just kind of cultural indoctrination, you're supposed to, you're supposed to, it's kind of the make the first move and...
Mm-hmm. Go after women.
Yeah, and the way that I feel about it is, if I'm going to meet somebody, I want to actually make sure that I have, and it may be because I'm not looking for a hookup, it's fine if people want to do that, but... I actually want to make sure that I actually have some kind of connection with them, and I can carry on a conversation with them. But I feel like that's kind of frowned upon as sort of the general,
Have you felt that amongst your male friends or was it your father? Where have you experienced these pressures?
It's the way that, sometimes I feel that way when I go out with friends and whatnot, but,
So, like, your friends might want you to, put the moves on some girl, and you're just like, that's not my thing.
Yeah, that's happened a few times,
I feel like this can't be just in my head, where young boys, when they're around older men who have had the life experience, it seems like the older men want to brag to them about how great it is being a young boy and getting lots of girls to have sex with you. Isn't that something that you guys have experienced? Did you ever have older men, jabbing you in the ribs? You're going to
No,
get
I didn't
girls.
Have that. And I'm very similar to Alex as well. Stand by, Alex, if you've got more comments. We can bring it back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. I've never understood, the desire for the one-night stand. It doesn't make any sense to me, but obviously that's something that's pretty big. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. And that's the remaining moments, which are coming up next.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can get your thoughts in if you call in. Well, you'd have to call now because the phones are actually getting kind of busy, as they tend to do in the last segment of the show for some reason. By the way, if you want more a chance to get your thoughts on the air, call before the last segment. 855-450-FREE. Coming up next week, July 10th through the 13th, Planet Hollywood in Vegas on the Strip. That's where thousands of liberty-loving people will be, expecting maybe 2,000 to 3,000 people at Freedom Fest. Mark from Free Talk Live is going to be there representing the show, and you'll be getting to see great speakers like John Stossel. In fact, Stossel is going to be filming his show there, and that's actually free to get into. Freedom Fest, on the other hand, is not free. This is a huge event. It's been going on for 7 years, and you're going to get to see speakers like Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and more. These are some of the movers and the shakers in the Liberty field, and you can get your tickets and hotel rooms now. They're booking fast. Go to freedomfest.com and get registered. That's freedomfest.com. Alex is back with us in Knoxville. Alex, any other thoughts you wanted to share? I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get them out.
Just to kind of, I guess, outline some things I see, you know, kind of the whole mindset of like, well, if you approach 10 people and one of them gives you the time of day, then you've succeeded. And that kind of mindset just seems creepy to me. I mean, kind of disgusting to me.
You're talking about, just to recap for our listeners just tuning in, we were talking about this kind of male, this sort of standard cultural male mentality of just go out and get it wet, boys. You know, that kind of thing. You know, just as though there's no attachment whatsoever.
Yeah. I don't like when you say that.
that's the exact mentality that I'm talking. I know you don't like it, but that's the mentality we're discussing here, where there are these, you know, guys that just seek a sexual encounter, and they attempt to encourage their friends or family members to just seek sexual encounters.
Sure.
And you're saying, Alex, that that's not where you come from.
Yeah, and it seems like if you don't approach things from that mentality, then you'll get people who will kind of treat you like you're some kind of asexual creature, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Because you're not.
Oh, I had a friend of mine ask me if I was gay because I wasn't out, you know, at bars doing whatever the bar scene thing is.
I think meeting, like, indiscriminately asking girls out to have sex with you, or if that's your intention in talking to these girls, I don't think that any girl wants to be that one. You know, I think girls, I personally don't approach men for sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, and I don't have a problem with women who do, but like, I think that there are a lot of girls who aren't comfortable doing that. And as a male, I think it might take more effort on your part to find someone, but to have sex with or to be with or whatever it is you're looking for. But I think, you know, a lot of guys end up going without sex because they don't have the courage to go and talk to a female they might want to have sex with.
But the thing is, I mean, you've the whole approach presumes that the sexuality is the part that comes first and not just trying to make a connection with an individual. And I think that really, from some things I've seen, you know, like reading feminist blogs and things like that, they seem to be really, really against that. They want you to be like upfront.
But that's feminist. Don't let feminists ruin it for the rest of us girls.
it's kind of like that they want you to say, just come up to someone and proposition them, just be so upfront about it. And the point is, the point that I'm trying to make is, I don't know if I want to have sex with that person yet. You know,
you can be upfront about that.
You know,
I'd like to get to know you better.
That'd probably make her want you more. I'm not sure if I want to have sex with you yet. We have to do a little bit more communicating.
Yeah. Alex, yeah. I'm with you, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I mean, have you ever done the bar scene thing where, like, you go to a place with the expectation that random people are going to come up? Like, I've never understood that.
No.
Like, if I can't have some sort of common interest with somebody, I don't feel like I'm going to be likely to find someone with a common interest unless it's in drinking at a bar. Is that our common interest? Is that we're going to start the relationship from?
Well, you
like
could meet
drink?
Someone at a bar where, like, a band is playing that you like, but then you have to separate, is this person here to listen to this band I like, or is this person here to hook up with whoever's around? And I also don't like those environments because it's like...
It's loud, usually.
It's loud, and people aren't necessarily being honest, right?
Mm.
It's kind of an anonymous atmosphere.
Yeah.
People will make up names and stuff. I think that that's pretty common.
Justin's on the line in West Virginia, listening to WVTS in Charleston. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I got a little bit of about what you are talking about with the, you know, you think that sometimes it might be more, you know, the older people are pushing the younger people to go and sleep with girls or whatever. And,
well, I wasn't saying that necessarily. That was our last caller who was
right. I'm a little bit older than the graduating class that I was in, and I always hung out with kids that were, you know, 2 to 3 grades higher than me. And it was never that way with us. You know, it was always the flip side. I was always pushing them. Hey, you know, can you go out with this girl? Can you get with that girl? And as far as the club scene. You know, yeah, you go to the club to hook up. I mean, I'll be honest with you, you know, this is sound extremely shallow, and I apologize. You know, I'm married, I have 2 kids. You know, I served 6 years in the military. But I'll be honest with you, you're not going to go out to Walmart to find your girlfriend or your wife. You're not going to go and you know, marry a girl and never have slept with or anything. That'd be kind of in the same lines of, you know, going and buying a car and never test driving it, never looking at it.
Oh, I agree. It's a terrible idea to marry somebody without having sex with them. Terrible idea.
Exactly. And I mean, and honestly, you know, with women being upfront about sex, I think they should be upfront with it. If that's what you want, that's what you want. If you're there for something else, hey, then go ahead.
I think that women are worried to be upfront with men about their intentions because for men, a big part of it, it seems... could be that, you know, they're into it because the woman doesn't seem interested. Or, you know, it could be the other way around. The woman's into it because the man doesn't seem interested. And maybe that's part of people's strategy. You know, maybe the girl really is interested in sex, but she's pretending to not be interested because that's part of the attraction. Is that how you form a good relationship? No, but you might get hot sex out of it. Who knows?
Exactly.
Justin, final thoughts. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, to put it all in bluntly, I mean, you know, if women were more open about their sexualities, a lot of the reason that they're not is because it's parents push. You know, I was raised by a single mom, you know, until I was, you know, about 4 or 5. And I was even after that, my dad that married my mom, stepdad, he was a virgin. And he, you know, I was told that sex was evil. You know, if you had sex with a girl and you didn't love her, it destroyed your friendship or whatever. And that wasn't the case at all. I mean, when I met my wife, I didn't even know her. We had a one night stand. 8 years later, we have 2 beautiful children. You know, she has followed me from, you know, Maine to Texas back. I mean, you know, she's been very loyal to me. I've been very loyal to her. You know, and we were there for, like you said, just to, you know, have a little fun with somebody else.
About that. Hey, I'm glad that worked out for you, Justin, and thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Yeah, I mean, different strokes, right? Hey, I did say we were going to talk about the cultural cage. There was one more question in this that I thought was worth getting out. We're almost to the end of the story over at alternet.org. But the question is, you write that one of your researchers views monogamy as a cultural cage that distorts women's libido. Is monogamy more suited for men than women? Answer from the author here. Certainly, women are no better suited for monogamy than men are. That, I think, is clear. It seems possible, if you look at some of the data, that women are even less well-suited for monogamy than men. It's important to distinguish between the sexual level of desire and what we choose in our relationships for all kinds of reasons, but on a sexual level, women are even less suited to monogamy. Partly, I do think that, ironically, has to do with the force of culture. Now, that would take us to a really complex part of neuroscience that maybe is best left for another time. I do think that men who've been blessed to happily think that it's only they who are having trouble with monogamy and that their wives or long-committed girlfriends are more or less just fine with it, they may have a lot to worry about. Let's bring Brian on here in the remaining moments in Oklahoma City. Brian, what's on your mind tonight on Free Talk Live?
Yeah, Brian? I'm here.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of these people in these feminist groups or stuff, they're just, like, kind of victims of like, kind of a culture of abuse, you know, where domination...
Victims of culture.
You know, just, like, it's just pervasive everywhere, you know, just the domination and the authoritarian...
Like the patriarchal society?
Who are we talking about? Who are victims?
Just like a lot of groups in general, they just, you know, they develop like a false prejudice, you know, like they'll be like, oh, those black people, you know, because some black person did them wrong, but really that black mm-hmm. person or was just some victim of abuse, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And it was just,
I think that may be true about some people involved in feminism, but others may simply be observing some of these things in culture and may decide that's not fair, and so they'd like people to be treated equally. I think there's some good basis for it, but I think a lot of the results of feminism are not positive.
I hate men worrying that I'm a feminist, and so not being polite because of it.
Hey, Brian, I wish we had more time for you, man. Thanks for the call tonight. You can call again another night if you'd like to get more of your thoughts out. And it's been Ian here.
Allie.
And Julia.
And we'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Check Julia at pukeandthegang.com. Later.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday. Grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry. Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Quantum Vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.